Hello, everyone. This is Andy Rosenberger, Senior Investment Manager at Brinker Capital. Thanks for listening to this week's Investment Insight podcast. I thought I'd change things up a little bit this week. Rather than enter into discussion about next week's inauguration or the latest fake news, a term which would kill me had I not worked into this week's podcast, I thought I'd instead highlight a few interesting facts that we come across in the course of our day-to-day research. I call this the five things that I learned this week. Number one, according to a new USDA report, it's now more expensive than ever to raise a child in the United States. On average, families will spend an average of $233,000 from birth through the age of 17. For our more well-off listeners with higher incomes, the USD estimates that number is more like $455,000. What's the good news? Bulk pricing. Families with three or more children spend 24% less on each child thanks to hand-me-downs and shared living space. Number two, the biggest risks for 2017 are extreme weather events, large-scale involuntary migration, major natural disasters, large-scale terrorist attacks, and a massive incident of data fraud or theft. At least, that's if you believe the World Economic Forum, which recently published its 12th annual Global Risk Report. Amazingly, while the report identifies a few economic risks, I'm a little bit surprised, quite candidly, that not one made it to their top five list. Something tells me they're a little bit backward-looking with how they view the risks, but we'll save that for another discussion. Moving on, number three. Every month, the Federal Reserve releases their consumer credit report. The information tends not to get a lot of press because it isn't market-moving, and it's not market-moving because, really, the data doesn't change that much report to report. But that doesn't mean the report doesn't have useful data. For example, this month's report gives the latest update on outstanding student loan debt, which now totals $1.4 trillion. For comparison's sake, it was just $600 million before the Great Recession. The report also shows that consumers are using their credit cards more as well. After going nowhere for a number of years, year-over-year growth in credit card debt has now definitively showed a trend higher. After seeing some amazing deals with some of these credit card companies, quite candidly, I'm not surprised consumers are using more of them. Number four, it's now a good time to travel to India, Mexico, or Russia. That's at least if your primary goal is to see the world on a budget. According to the World Economics Organization, based on a measure called Purchasing Power Parity, or PPP, which measures the cost of goods and services across countries, India, Mexico, and Russia all have currencies which are now significantly undervalued to the tune of anywhere between 25 and almost 50%. Don't book your tickets yet, though. Valuing currencies using PPP is exceptionally hard to do in practice and rarely accounts for many of the factors that drive currency valuations in the short term. Finishing out our podcast today, we'll end with energy. At the peak of U.S. oil production in 2015, the United States produced roughly 9.6 million barrels of oil per day. With the fall of oil prices in 2015 and 2016, though, U.S. production fell to about 8.5 million barrels of oil per day. That's a drop of 1.1 million barrels, or about an 11% decline in production. Now, if there's one thing we can say about U.S. energy companies, though, it's that they've gotten very efficient and very nimble over the past 2 years in this tough environment. So with the recent rebound in oil prices, U.S. oil production has already shot up by 400,000 barrels a day based on the most recent data available. Now, that may be bad for oil bulls as it keeps a lid on significant price gains from here, but fortunately for oil consumers, we should all be glad that we're unlikely to see $100 oil anytime in the near future. So with that, I want to thank everyone for listening to this week's Investment Insight podcast, and I wish you a great week.